Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios, man. We got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on Meatloaf Monday of Thanksgiving week. All right, so it's Thanksgiving week. I think I did this at some point in the last several years. I don't know when, but it's like I'd forgotten about it. And every time we get to Thanksgiving week, somewhere in there, I get reminded of one of the most classic clips from sitcom history. So JP, so you've never seen WKRP in Cincinnati?
Nope.
Okay. This came out in the 70s. All right. I get it. It's old.
Mm-hmm.
It's also hilarious.
Yeah.
And I look at this thinking, okay, I run the risk right now of this being really funny to me. But so the baseline of the story is WKRP is this little radio station. It's family owned. It's struggling to sort of stay afloat. It's got some major characters. Lonnie Anderson was the secretary for the place. They had a black guy named Venus Flytrap, and Venus Flytrap spun the disco tunes in the evening. And then Johnny Fever, he's the DJ for the classic rock. Anyway, and they had this huckster who was in charge of marketing, who always came up with huckster ideas to promo the station. And then Les Nessman was this little nebbish of a guy with, you know, little mealy mouth kind of guy that liked to tell the news the way it is, you know. So they came up with this. We're gonna play this clip. I got to. If it goes over well, we might play it every day this week. But so the deal was, WKRP decided it was going to do a special, a giveaway, something to promo the station and give something back to their listeners at a local shopping mall. And things didn't go that well. And Les Nessman is on the scene reporting live as to what happens. And you've got the clip. So picture this. They're in the station. Listen to him broadcast live. Here it is.
Now, it's a helicopter. And it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving. W-K-R-P. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter.
Oh, no.
It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver coming to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. No parachutes yet.
Can't be skydivers. I can't tell just yet what they are, but
oh my God, they're talking! Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes. Running around pushing each other. Oh my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this anymore. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like that.
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. Who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live film at 11.
Keep it going. We've got more.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Save that audio, brother. We're going to have to play that again. So, oh, God. That just makes me, like, tear up laughing hard. So you've never seen that before. I've just made your Thanksgiving week.
Yep.
I don't care. I don't care what kind of meatloaf your mom made. I don't care what you're going to have for Thanksgiving. You have now been inducted into the WKRP I Thought Turkeys Could Fly moment.
You know, maybe we should. No, we should not do that.
No, no, there will not be a right side bombing of a local. Okay.